Hi, welcome to Eagle Ridge Academy's annual bondholder meeting. We're going to begin now. First of all, we'll talk about the education program. Eagle Ridge Academy is a college preparatory school. We use a traditional classical education approach. The curriculum is rigorous and focuses on the great books, with students required to take 2 years of Latin, 4 years of science, and 4 years of math. Our primary goal is not to equip the workforce, but to graduate students who give more to our society than they take away. Our academic performance this year has been similar to the last 3 years. Eagle Ridge Academy has had the highest composite science, reading, and math and test scores amongst in the state. Our ACT scores were third highest in the state at a 25.9 composite average. ERA was recognized again as a high-quality charter school in Minnesota by the Minnesota Department of Education. That's been a third year in a row. We were also recognized as a reward school for having amongst the highest test scores for the fourth year in a row. Our enrollment has grown this year due to our expansion. We are at about 1,234 students, as compared to 850 students in 2016. We anticipate being about 1,350 students in 2017. Our student attrition rate is down by 15% as compared to 2011-2012, and we currently have a waitlist of over 800 students, concentrated mainly in grades K through 9. For the financial piece of we had successful audit with no findings for the fourth year in a row. We increased our fund balance in all operating funds, general fund, food service, and community service. This has allowed us to maintain normal operations even with the state holdback, and it's allowed us to move into a new facility. The general fund did anticipate a deficit at the end of the year due to staging staffing increases for the anticipated growth. However, through conservative budgeting and carryover of certain grant funds, the fund balance increased by $81,000 in FY16. In FY17, our original budget was anticipated to be $287,000 increase in fund balance. As we progress through the year and moving into the new facility, it is looking more like we'll be at about $78,000 increase, namely due to adjusting enrollment accordingly as well as expenditure projections. State funding and legislative update. Fiscal year 2016 general education aid increased by $117 per pupil, which was 2%. In FY17, we're looking at a $119 increase per pupil with a 2%. ELL extended from 6 years, revenue extended from 6 years to 7 years. And our new revenue stream called long-term facility maintenance is $34 per pupil and increases to $85 per pupil in FY18, $132 in FY19. For fiscal year 18, general education aid has not been determined yet since the legislation session has not occurred. Our long-term budget model includes a conservative approach of 1.5%, even though that in the last few years 2% has been increased. For senior management and board relationship with our authorizer, we have had 100% academic leadership retention. Our director of operation has resigned, and we now have an operations manager in place. We have had no significant issues in our operations. Our board is a professional board. They are made up of a teacher majority with 6 teachers, and the other 5 comprised of community members and parents. Annually, we do our strategic dimensions, which is like our strategic planning session. And this lays out, the board lays out a strategic plan, and the administration has just completed the strategic goals for upcoming. Our board members receive training on an annual basis in employment, governance and employment law, and in Robert's Rules of Order and their bylaws. As no one is on this call, there's no questions or answers, but feel free to contact Eagle Ridge Academy and ask for Jason Olbrich. This is Jason Olbrich, Executive Director. Thank you.